Campbell's Tomato Juice presents George Burns with Gracie Allen and Ted Husing and Milton Watson with Jack Bernard and his famous orchestra. George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Thank you.
Oh, George, isn't it wonderful to be back in New York again? I'm so thrilled that I can hardly speak.
And while we were... Gracie, we've only been away 2 weeks.
Well, I know it, but it's the same old New York.
Yes.
You know, I said to myself this morning as I was riding uptown on the M, I said to myself...
You were riding uptown on the M?
Well, sure, I like the M much better than the subway. So I said
Gracie,
to myself...
Gracie, it's not the M, it's the L.
Well, I know, but I don't like to say L on the radio.
Well, it's kind of nice to be back in New York again.
Oh, yes. I've never had such a welcome home in my life. Mm. I was certainly thrilled when I heard those whistles blowing.
They blew whistles for us?
Well, sure, but what I can't understand is we got in the tent, and they didn't blow the whistles until 12 o'clock.
Gracie, those were lunch whistles.
Oh, that'd be a silly way, George. You ever heard of eating whistles for lunch?
Yeah, they're delicious with ketchup.
Now, please.
Oh, yeah. Can't stop me tonight.
No, and my brother, you know, he got so excited that he threw a streetcar right through a plate glass window.
Your brother picked up a streetcar and threw it through a plate glass window?
Yes.
Gracie, do you know how much a streetcar weighs?
Certainly, 3 tons.
Three tons?
Yeah, up ton and down ton.
Up ton and down ton?
Yeah.
But where's the other ton?
Leaving the van.
My car.
Wait, George.
Yes?
For 2 whole weeks while you've been away, I haven't made one single announcement about Campbell's.
Right.
Not once have I stepped up to the microphone to tell the world the famous Campbell slogan.
Well, I'll tell them about it, Ted.
Oh, thank you.
And ladies and gentlemen, Ted Husing says if you're using Campbell's tomato juice, you're using the best Campbell's tomato juice in the world on account of you're using the same tomato juice that Husing is using.
That using is using?
George, I juice just through telling you that.
Oh, you juice just through. Ladies and
Ted,
gentlemen.
Ted, I'll take it for you.
All right.
And I won't have to sell Campbell's tomato juice on a piece of paper. I've got it in my head.
Well, George, if you can't have brains in your head, then I guess Campbell's tomato juice is the next best thing.
Thanks.
Say, Gracie, it's all I can do to control myself whenever you start talking about Campbell's tomato juice.
Well, I'm glad you do control yourself, Ted. That shows that you have the power of mind over tomato.
Mind over tomato.
Yeah.
Gracie, did something happen to you when you were a baby?
Yeah, oh, yes. I weighed 10 pounds when I was born.
Oh, then you were born.
Yes, and sure. And the next week, I weighed 20 pounds.
25.
And the following week, I weighed 30 pounds. Well, for a while, it looked like I was going to grow up to be a Jack Bernard.
A Jack Bernard. Well, I wish you were a Jack Bernard. Then you'd be leading this orchestra instead of bothering me.
Sure, and then Jack wouldn't be leading the orchestra and wouldn't be bothering anybody.
There's something to that. You've got something there, Gracie.
You may not think I'm good, Gracie, but you should see the size of my correspondence.
See it? Well, how can you miss this? Breaking the buttons off your head.
Let me tell you something. Wait until you see how classy Jack Bernard is going to look next week.
Yeah? I blew myself to a new suit.
You did what?
He says he blew himself to a new suit.
Oh, now that's a good idea, Jack, because it looks like you're going to blow yourself out of the old one.
Moving.
Watson. Bernard.
Yes.
This is Ted Husing, ladies and gentlemen. Which kind of tomato juice drinker are you? A dabbler who shifts about and drinks a different brand each time? Or have you given Campbell's tomato juice a try? Taste Campbell's tomato juice. Taste the difference between it and all the other brands you know. For here at last you'll find the honest-to-goodness fresh tomato flavor, just like a tomato you might have picked in your garden last August. No spices or canning processes have spoiled it. It's the real thing. You'll get a brand new refreshing thrill from your first glassful. And a real benefit to health, too. Vitamins that Campbell's have taken care to retain for you. Try Campbell's tomato juice. Drink a glass of it just for me or just for George and Gracie. And then another glass just for the joy of it. The Marx Brothers comedy, A Night at the Opera, contains the beautiful ballad entitled Alone. Milton Watson sings it for us now.
Come in, stars are shining bright, that glorify the light. A million mothers of night, but here am I, alone, alone with a sky of romance above, alone, alone on a night that was meant. There must be someone waiting who feels the way I do. Whoever you are you, are you alone? Alone on this night that we do.
George and Gracie again.
You know, George, if my brother were as rich as Rockefeller, he'd even be richer than Rockefeller and vice versa.
Well, that's a nice beginning. If your brother were as rich as Rockefeller, he'd even be richer than Rockefeller?
Sure, he'd still be getting his $5 relief money on the side.
Okay. Well, which brother is that, sir?
My brother Ike.
Ike?
Yeah, well, we call him Ike for short. His whole name is Hitchhike.
Oh, Hitchhike, yeah. That's the fool, the good-looking one, yeah.
But when he gets in a car with anybody, he goes 50-50 on expenses. Mm.
So your brother goes 50-50 on expenses?
Yeah. The motorist supplies the gas and oil, and my brother supplies the air and water.
Well, that's very considerate of your brother.
Well, I think so. Mm. And once upon a time, while my brother...
Once upon a time?
Once upon a time. My brother was hitchhiking, he saw a movie star in an automobile.
A movie star? Yes. Well, what did your brother do?
He stuck out his thumb.
He did. And did the movie star give him a ride?
No, he autographed my brother's thumb.
Nice going. Some fun, eh, Gracie?
Oh, that's very good, George. You ought to be in punctures.
In punctures, eh?
George.
Yes?
Opportunity. Opportunity of a lifetime.
Opportunity?
Oh, Milton, don't take it. My uncle had the same opportunity, and he's doing a lifetime.
Gracie, quiet with your uncle. What is it, Milton?
Well, James Kling from Paramount is here to look me over.
James Kling?
Yeah, he's a talent scout.
Ah, that's nothing. My daddy's a boy scout. He can make a fire with two sticks.
Mm.
Well, what was that? Mixed a fire with two steaks, huh?
Please, Gracie, don't mess this up. I may get a contract out of this if I can make an impression.
Well, I got...
Here comes Mr. Kling now.
Oh, Mr. Kling, how do you do?
How do you do?
Mr. Kling, you know Ted Husing.
How do you do?
And George Burns.
How do you do?
How do you do?
And Gracie Allen.
Why, of course, of course.
Mm. Well, hello, Mr. Kling. Are you the Kling of Hearts or the Kling of Spades?
A Kling of Spades.
Tell me, Mr. Kling, what's new? I hear you're giving Milton Watson the once-over.
Well, I happen to be in town, and it just occurred to me that Mr. Watson might have possibilities.
Nobody's got possibilities all. Well, now, maybe he ate something that didn't agree with him.
Especially if they're talking business. Mr. Kling, did you hear Milton Watson's song tonight?
Yes, he has a grand voice.
Well, thanks.
I can't help wondering how Mr. Watson would be if he were playing opposite Loretta Young.
Well, now, look, it all depends on what they'd be playing, Mr. Kling. Now, if they were playing football, I bet Milton would be there. But he certainly can't play post office, you know what I mean, Milton?
Yeah, he knows what you mean. But stay out of it. Mr. Kling wants to find out if Milton can act.
Yes, especially in romantic parts. Mr. Watson, have you ever had any of these so-called hot lover rolls?
Hot lover rolls? Well, I had them for breakfast, and they're delicious.
Well, Gracie, if I had a girl like you, hot lover alone.
Oh, yes. That was George Burns, ladies and gentlemen. The telephone number is 9-7-0-0.
Thanks, Gracie.
You see, Mr. Kling, I've never done anything very important in that line. Of course, I've taken a lot of work in dramatics.
Good. What can you do?
Well, I've got Uncle Tom's Cabin in my repertoire.
Oh, yeah? Then Jack and I must have the Empire State Building in the room.
Please. Miss Allen, wouldn't you like to see Mr. Watson get a chance in a love scene with some beautiful act, Loretta Young?
In a love scene with Loretta Young? I know he wouldn't even have a fighting stand.
Thanks, Gracie.
You're welcome, Elsie.
Miss Allen, you at least admit that Mr. Watson is a good singer.
Well, as singers go, what I mean is Milton's low notes are so high that they make his high notes sound low.
Mm. What you mean is that you don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, you and Mr. Kling don't know what I'm talking about either, so it's 50-50.
I guess so. Mr. Watson, will you do some short love scenes?
Oh, yeah, maybe, and I'll help you.
You'll help me?
Yes.
I'd rather do a love scene with Jack Renard.
Why?
Why, Gracie, will you stay out of this?
Mr. Watson, right now is the time when we can get an audience reaction. Maybe there's some reading or recitation. Do something.
All right, here goes.
He goes right along, and the world soon forgives and forgets. Give a girl time.
Give her a mother juice line.
A mother juice line.
Now is the time, right?
Yes, right.
Mercy Dumpsy sat in the wall.
Yes.
Humpty Wilty
yes.
had a great fall. All his friends' love scenes are better used. They won't be now Mercy Wilty from Travis Tomato Juice finished.
I hope so. You'll be
watching the night.
Jack Renard and his orchestra and a new Foxtrot Hypnotize.
Here's a straightforward proposition. Tomorrow, go to your grocer and say, tomorrow, won't you? And taste the difference. And here's George and Gracie.
George, I got a letter from home faculty for the media session. And they're all worried about you.
Worried about me?
Yeah, I'll leave it to you. Dear Gracie. It's another can't spell very well. Now just spelling Gracie, C-R-A-Z-Y.
C-R-A-Z-Y.
Yes, it was probably a slip of the pen.
Yeah. Mm. Well, says that he's got him.
Never mind. Just read the part where they complain about me. What were they worried about?
Your injury.
Injury?
Yeah.
What kind of injury?
Well, I don't know, but here it is in the letter. It says that here. Also received George's little check for New Year's, and I hope he didn't break his arm making it out.
Really nice to know that somebody's worrying about me.
George.
Yes, oh, my, Milky, George, when did you get back from Hollywood? You look wonderful. You're as down as a beret.
Say, George, Mr. Kling didn't leave.
He didn't.
He still wants to hear me do a bit of acting.
Well, that's fine, but we...
He's right in the control room.
He is.
He's going to listen to us. He wants me to do a scene from Rain. Broadway show, remember?
Yes, certainly. That's great, Milton.
Well, here are the scripts. Will you all help me?
Oh, we'll be glad to.
We'll do the part where I'm converting Sadie Thompson, and I've lost my head.
Oh, you lost your head? Oh, well, that's all right, Milton. You'll never miss it.
Wait a minute, Milton. Who's going to play Sadie Thompson? Not Gracie, I hope.
Yep. She's the only girl here, so she'll have to play Sadie.
Play Sadie? Well, I never played it. But if it's like playing a piccolo, I can't play it. And if it's like playing a violin, Jack and I can't play it either.
Well, this is going to be fine. If Gracie is going to play Sadie Thompson, then this won't be Rain. It'll be Custer's Last Pie. Look, what part do you want me to play?
Well, George, you play the old trader who runs the trading post.
Okay.
And Ted?
Yeah?
You do the sound effects. It's supposed to be raining all the time.
Well, I'll be glad to, Milton. How about Jack?
Well, I'm sorry, but there's no part for Jack.
You mean there's no part big enough for that?
Quiet.
All right, let's get started.
Okay. Gracie, look at the script. You're Sadie Thompson, and you're walking up and down your room in a dilemma.
In a dilemma? Oh, I don't like that. It's kind of, I look better in a kimono, sir.
Gracie, you're Sadie Thompson. You've been a bad, wicked woman. A vampire. But you're reformed.
Why?
Yes. Well, Watson, you better handle it.
All right. Now, the Reverend Davidson, that's me.
Yes?
I've converted you, Gracie.
Yes?
You've given up men.
Yes?
And you're through with liquor.
Oh.
Why, you've even stopped playing that nerve-wracking phonograph.
Oh, was that a nerve-wracking phonograph? Now, I could have sworn it was Jack and I then. I could have.
Will you try to understand? Watson is Reverend Davidson.
Yes, and while I'm persuading you to be a good woman, I myself have fallen for you.
Why, this is so sudden, Mary. Who'd have thought it was?
Watson, director Mr. Kling is waiting.
Oh, yeah, Ted. Are you ready with the sound effect?
Well, I've got the water, but I've got no place to pour it. Say, George, have you got a pan?
No, I haven't got a pan.
You haven't got a pan, George? Well, what do you call that thing between your ears?
That's a place that you
Hey, I've got it. Here it is. Rain.
Gracie. The stage here, Sadie Thompson hums while she's waiting for Reverend Davidson to knock on the door. Okay, Ted, knock. Go ahead, Gracie. Ask.
Who's that knocking at my door? Who's that knocking at my door? Who's that knocking at my door? Cry, little Sadie Thompson. Come in. Hello, Reverend Davidson. I'm asking you, Gracie.
Gracie, the script.
Hello, Sadie. Are we alone?
Well, certainly we're alone, Davy. There's nobody here but you and me and George and Ted Eugene and the audience and Jack Lamar. Hey, so, George.
Look, Gracie, read the line. Read the line where it says Sadie.
Sadie.
Yeah, but look, what comes after Sadie?
Reverend Davidson, you must have asked.
Look, read right here.
Reverend Davidson, I want to tell you won the battle. I'm going to play. George, what is that?
You be quiet. Sadie, stop. Tell me no more, Sadie. It's time you heard a confession from me.
Why, Murphy, you can't say that in front of a lady. But then again, I'm Sadie Thompson, huh? Let's hear it, Davy.
Gracie, your line, your part, your script, your Sadie.
I know how, and I'm pretty sure.
Look, will you read right here?
Yeah. So you want to confess to me, Davy? Say, are you kidding me or are you drunk? George, I sound like my mother talking to my daddy.
Drunk. That's it, Sadie. I'm drunk with you. Sadie, you've gone to my head like a drug. My brain is going round and round and round.
Will you watch your
you're spoiling Watson's career. Go ahead, Milton.
Okay. It isn't the rain that's driving me mad, Sadie. It's you. It's you. Come to me, Sadie. Closer. Closer.
Gosh, I'm glad I'm out of this conglomeration.
Quiet, Jack.
Yeah, I'm not even in the mood for love.
Quiet. Tracy, read this line.
Oh, yeah. Stop, Reverend Davidson. Get away from me. So that's what your face does for you, eh? Are you listening, Mr. Lubitsch?
Sadie Thompson, you can no more stop me than you can stop the rain.
Okay. Ted, he didn't tell you to stop the rain.
Oh. Will you all be quiet? Kiss me, Sadie. I'm only flesh.
Oh, baby talk. No, he will be getting flesh.
Getting flesh.
Oh, Mr. Kling, Mr. Kling, it's terrible, but it's not my fault.
Terrible? Why, it was simply wonderful.
Wonderful?
I've never heard a man read a line with such sincerity.
Well, congratulations, Jack. That's wonderful.
Oh, that's yours. Put your name right down here, Mr. Jack Renard.
Renard?
The way he read that line, gosh, I'm glad if I'm out of this conglomeration. It was beautiful.
Mr. Kling, Jack Renard wasn't even in the play.
I know. That's why he gets the contract.
Let me see the contract, Jack. Isn't it the rat? Congratulate Jack, everybody. Well, he's going to Hollywood to be a stand-in for a load of hay.
A load of hay? You being...
Tracy's making a popularity survey. She sings, How Do I Rate With You?
Let's cut out all the smart talk and have a heart-to-heart talk on the very timely topic of you and me. You tell me all about yourself. Come on, fine. I'll tell you all about myself. I've nothing to hide. I'm in the social register. I'm in the legal field. But say, what I want to know is, how do I rate with you? I'm listening to the Vanderbilt in Dun & Bradstreet. But say, only one thing matters, how do I raise with you? Trace my family tree, back to 51 B.C. They find a thing or two, but what good is a pedigree when you feel blue? My credit to that infamy, and with the grocery fee. So, babe, won't you tell us, madam, how do I rate with you? How would I rate with you if I wore one of my little blue hats like the little one I have on tonight, Judgey?
Which would cover your brains, if any.
Oh, suppose I went in for politics. Gracie Allen for senator.
In the state of coma.
Would you get your friends to vote for me, even the janitor?
Yeah, my janitor would sweep you right in.
If I should run for president, I'd get a vote or two or three or four, but they only one thing matters, how do I rate with you? Do you think I'm a cop, or am I a total flop? Do I feel you when I talk, or ooh, 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 would you rather take a walk? I may be tied with Jack Renard. I'm Milky Williams. Don't call me Milky. But baby, what I want to know is, yeah, what's the name of the song, Georgie?
How do I rate with you?
That bitch, you rate well.
Campbell's Tomato Juice, made by the makers of those fine Campbell's soup, invite you to listen and laugh with George Burns and Gracie Allen again next Wednesday when they will broadcast from Boston, where they are appearing all week starting this Friday at the Metropolitan Theater. Meanwhile, say to your grocer, Campbell's Tomato Juice, please, and taste the difference.